Continuing our study of the Ramban, for those following at home, Perek Tesvav, the beginning of the 15th chapter, following the war with the four kings and the five kings, as Avram goes to battle to rescue his nephew Lot, immediately following that episode, Hashem appears to Avram and says, Al tira Avram, do not be afraid Avram, Anochi magenoch, I will protect you, Scharcha harbe me'od, and your reward will be great. A vision, Avram received this nevuah, this prophecy from Hashem, not to be afraid. Hashem will grant him great reward. And if we would stop right there in the pasuk and ask ourselves the question, what kind of reward do you think Hashem is promising Avram at this point? Would we say it would be schar in olam hazeh? It would be this worldly type of reward. He'll have abundant cattle and money and livestock and children. Or would it be the type of reward that would be in olam haba? That would be a future eternal type of reward in the world of the neshama. What kind of reward is Hashem promising Avram here? So I think our first reaction might be an eternal reward. That's the kind of reward that Hashem really values. That's what we're really here for, as Pirkei Avos says. Everything that we're doing in this world is really, we're not preparing for this world, we're preparing for a life of eternity in the next world, the world of eternity. Hashem is promising Avram not to worry. Scharcho harbe mod, you will receive tremendous, abundant reward in the world to come. Yet, as Avram responds, he understands that not in that way. He understands that this is a promise of this worldly reward. He'll receive good things in this world. Because Avram responds and he says, Hashem, what can you possibly give me? I don't have any children. And my servant Eliezer, he's the one who's going to inherit everything. So like, what value is it to me that you're giving me this reward when it's not going to last for me? I don't have anybody to give it to. Asks the Ramban, why in the world did Avram think what Hashem was promising was reward in this world? Why would Avram not have assumed that when Hashem promised in Scharcha Harbeimo, you're going to receive tremendous reward, he's of course referring to a reward in the Olam Haba in the next world? Answers the Ramban with a tremendous yesod, which he's going to develop in several other places at length. Here he says it in one line. He's going to develop this often throughout. We'll see his commentary. Says the Ramban, Lo ola b'daito shiyeh haschar hu olam haba. Didn't even enter into Avraham's mind that what Hashem would be talking about would be reward in the next world. Didn't even think about that. Says the Ramban, Ki zeh ein tzorech lahavtacha. That kind of reward does not need an assurance. Hashem is coming to Avram saying, don't worry Avram, I'm going to give you a reward. The reward in the next world doesn't need a promise from Hashem. I don't need assurance. I don't need to be concerned about that. As the Ramban says, Ki kol oved elokim yimsachayim lefanev. Anyone who serves Hashem will receive eternal life. That's not a question. The Ramban is going to develop this theme later. The neshama we know comes from Hashem. The guf, the body, comes from the earth. Where does the guf, where does the body go after our life in this world is finished? It goes into the ground. Where does the neshama go? Well, obviously, says the Rabbi, it goes back up to the Shemayim, it goes back up to the heavens, it goes back up to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to receive its eternal reward. That's obvious. That doesn't need to be stated, and it certainly doesn't need an assurance from Hashem to say, don't worry about it, you'll receive it. Of course, what else is going to happen to the Neshama after life in this world? It goes up to receive its eternal reward. So if Hashem promises Avram and says, don't worry, obviously the only thing he could be talking about would be reward in this world, where it doesn't always work out, where the righteous seem to have everything well. It doesn't always work out that because you observe Torah mitzvot, that everything goes well for you. So there, you need an assurance, not to worry, Avram, you're going to receive reward. And that's why, says Ramban, Avram says, well, what kind of reward can you give me? You're clearly talking about this worldly type of things. I don't have any children. Asks the Ramban, but why is Avram concerned? He's been given a promise. He's been given a prophecy that he's going to have children. His children will inherit him. Why is he still concerned that he'll have nobody to pass on his riches to? And on that, the Ramban says, because the tzaddikim lo ya'aminu ba'atzmam dechotam dishkaga. The righteous, for they never trust in themselves. The righteous are always afraid. Maybe I'll do something wrong. Maybe I'll fall. Maybe I'll stumble. And I'll no longer merit the reward of Olam Hazeh, which could be promised to me. Therefore Hashem has to give him a second assurance, even though I've already given you a prophecy you're going to have children. But because the righteous are always concerned about their stature, they're always concerned where they're holding in life, he needed that extra assurance. But for the reward of the Olam Haba, says Ramban, that never was an issue to Avram, and he knew clearly that he would receive when the time came. That's how the Ramban understands the dialogue between Hashem and Avram. Hashem promising reward, and Avram's concerned, but he doesn't have children to pass it on, because clearly the discussion is a schar of Olam Hazeh, with no need for a discussion of schar li Olam Haba.